Some of those things that impressed me were eye contact and introductions. The first thing every person did when they entered the room was to make direct eye contact, first with my son and then with me. They would introduce themselves, explain what they would be doing before it was about to be done. They didn't touch his injury or attempt to treat him until they'd taken a moment to start building trust. I also noticed that they listened. Each medical staff would first ask him, then me, to explain what happened. Even though he's a child, he felt heard by the medical staff, and then I, as the parent, would listen for the content, details, and important information. Yes, he was bleeding, and if the wound required, I'm sure they would have gone straight into treatment. But in this case, and probably most cases, there's a moment for introductions and eye contact to establish initial trust and understanding. This process also helped them understand better how to proceed because they had the necessary information. And the other one was empathy and understanding. Through introductions and eye contact and listening, each medical provider showed genuine interest in us as people and helped create a desirable outcome for our situation. They showed understanding and empathy both for his physical pain, but also for the emotional toll, saying things like, "That must have been scary," or "You're a very brave boy." They checked in with us over and over again and continued to build trust, creating an environment where we felt we could ask questions and understand what was happening. They continually gave us information and asked us if we understood what would happen next. They asked us if we needed anything. By giving us an opportunity to think if we needed something or if we had a question, we felt cared for and safe.